Yushan Bishvies, Parakhes, Mishnah Aleph. Chagad Omer Bishvies. There's a big rule about Shvies, and that is the following. Kotam Yuchad Lachel Adam, anything that is designated for people to eat, and Utsum Menu Malugma Ladam, you can't use it to make a cream or medicinal, something that you rub onto a person for medicinal purposes. That's not considered acceptable use for Parish Shvies. The Ain Tzarech Lachel Behema, and you for sure can't make a Malugma for a Behema out of the Lachel Adam. Something that can't be used, be eaten by people. You can use it to make a malugma la'adam. That is considered that's an upgrade in its use to use it for a malugma for a person. But you can't use it for a malugma for a behema. So this rule is teaching us that oichel adam could be used for eating and not for a malugma. Oichel behema could be used for a behema to eat or for a malugma for an adam. If you have something that's not suitable for eating by people or by animals, so then, and then the person had in mind that he planned to use this thing for people to eat or for animals to eat. That means is there are some people who use this for eating, either for themselves or for their animals, but that's not the standard use. The standard use is just to use it as firewood, just for fuel, which is not Kedusha Shvias. And this person had in fact in mind that he was going to use it for Oichel Adam and Oichel Behema. So what's the din? Noisim of Chamri Adam, Chamri Behema. So because he had in mind to use it for both of these purposes, he gave it the chumras of being Oichel Adam and the chumras of Oichel Behema. The Gemara is going to explain what are the chumras of Oichel Adam and the chumras of Oichel Behema. Chish of Leitim. The person had in mind to use it for wood, just as firewood. Then Haruki eats him, then it's like a piece of wood and it has no Kedusha Shvias to it at all. And examples of that are Kagun Hasiva, Ezav, Akurnas. We had these in the last parak. These are examples of items that are usually used for Eitzim. They could be used for Oichel Adam and Oichel Behema. So if you had in mind, then it has that din. But if you had in mind to use it for Eitzim, then Eitzim it is, and it has no Kedusha Shvias. It looks like this. Chag Lam Mubu Shvias. Rabon Bachia Bol Komer Abzera. Rabon Bachia asked the following question to Abzera. Oichel Adam and Oichel Behema Hoyi B'Parsha. Both Oichel Adam and Oichel Behema are mentioned as ways of using Parish Shvias. The Torah says you could, it should be, you should eat it, and then it says, both eating by people and eating by animals are considered ways to use it. So, how do we come out with this decision that Oichel Adam can't be used for Malugma, but Oichel Behema is Malugma, but Oichel Behema can be used for Malugma? What's the reason for that difference? Seemingly both of them are in the same parasha. Amalei, so Abzeri said back to him, V'hoysa Shabbos Arz Lachem La'achlo, the Pasuk says you should eat it. At this point in the Gemara thinks that we're going to darshan from the word says La'achlo, you should eat it. Miyot, and that teaches you can only use it for eating it. It teaches you that things that are suitable for people to eat cannot be used for malugma. You can only use it for eating. Now, we had drashas in the last parak that taught us that there are other uses that humans can have that are acceptable also, but malugma is not one of them. So la'achla teaches us not to use it for malugma. So we want to ask a question. Wait a second. So So why don't we say the same thing to be mamayit oichle behema? They also can be used for malugma, because by behema it also says la'achla. So it says la'achol also. It says that you should only use it for eating. So how do we know it shouldn't be used for that it could be used for a malugma? So Rab Amar Bum Barchia, that's actually the one who asked the question originally, and he now explains what Rab Zeri meant to say that, as follows. Call Medrashat Dervish for Shaifer, any drasha that you make, that if you dash in this way, that Acha Dervish, that you're going to Dervish, for Shaifer Medrashat, and by dashing the second drasha, it'll contradict the first drasha that you made. Into the Medrashat, it's not a way to learn the pasuk. So we have the pasuk, the first pasuk said you should only eat Oichel Adam for. You shouldn't use it for malugma. But Oichel Behema says you shouldn't use it for malugma. Well, if that would be true, this is the way the Maharal learns. If that would be true, then if the pasuk should have just said about Oichel Behema, we would know that, of course, Oichel Adam also can't be used for malugma. So the pasuk by Oichel Adam implies that it says Lachem La'acha, implies that it's only for people's, only Oichel Adam cannot be used for malugma. Well, we have a pasuk by Behema that Oichel Behema also can't be used for malugma. So the drasha seem to be contradicting each other. So now we change the drasha to be that the drasha is Lachem La'acha. By Oichel Adam it says V'hoysa Shabbos Aretz Lachem La'acha. So the food, the items that are suitable for a human, that are Lachem La'acha, those can't be used for malugma. By Oichel Behema, they have a limited way that can't be used for a Malugma. They can only not be used for Malugma for a Behema, but they can be used for Malugma for an Adam. So we learn that Lachem Lacha, things that are suitable for humans can never be used for Malugma. Things that are suitable, for Ugly Behema, can't be used for Malugma for Behema, but they can be used for Malugma for Adam. And that's how we make the Drasha. Rabbi Yossi, like Amrakei. Rabbi Yossi did not agree with that Drasha that Rabbi Zera had said. Ella, he has a different Drasha to learn. How do we know that Michael Behema could be used for a Malugma L'Adam? Because he dashes like this. The Pasuk says, when it's talking about Oichel Adam, it says, the fruit of this year should be for you to eating. Meat that teaches you there's something that you can't do, that you can only eat it. You can't do something else. And then it says, the Pasuk continues, and it says, L'Chol Avtcha Ramasecha Meat. It tells you again, and only give it to you and your servants and your maidservants. So it's again telling you there's something you shouldn't do with it. So we have two miyutim. The Pteris on this two time, you can only use it for specific purposes. So that teaches you, l'rabbis, that teaches you that when you have two miyutim, it means to teach you a riboy. And the Mepharshim explain that the Gemara here is teaching us a principle that when we have a miyut achamiyut, we don't just say a miyut. The miyut achamiyut tells us one meat alone would have been much. When we have two mutim, it teaches us, don't be mamite so much. So be marred with some of the cases that I might have thought to be mamite. So what do? The rabbis, oichle, adam, shen, oichle, malogma. We still exclude that oichle, adam, can't be used for malogma, but the rabbi, oichle, behema, but you could still include that oichle, behema can be used for malogma. So what we do is, that if we would have just had one pasuk that says you should have a la'achla, we would have said you can't use it for a malogma. But now that we have a mir achamir, which is marbe, so we say we have a mir that would you can't use it for anything. And then we have a riboy that comes and tells us that oichle behema can be used for malugma for adam. Kai d'amar rabbon bachir. This is just like rabbon bachir said, like we had said before. Kamedrish after darish v'shaver medrish rishon ain't a medrish. If you're gonna dash in the psukim as is, the tubes it's gonna be a steerer. Because we're going to be saying you can't use it for anything, and now so what we learn is kishmiyatza oichel adam miyatata. We exclude that you can't use oichel adam from a lugma v'chasham ribisa oichel behem ribisa. So what we were marba when we learned that there's something that you can use from a lugma. What we were learning was that oichel behem can be used from a lugma for adam. So at the end we have that part also. So we have two drushes here in the Gemara. How do we know that Oichle Adam can't be used for a Malugma, but Oichle Behema can be used for a Malugma for Adam? Okay, so now the Gemara is a shy like this. Oichle Behema, Ma'ala Asus Behem Tzavu'in La'adam. We had in the last parak that using Perish Shvius for dying is a Perish Shvius that could, something that grows in Shemitah, that could be used for dying, is considered that it has a use for Shemitah, not just for eating. If a person could eat it, or an animal could eat it, or a person could use it for dying his things, that's considered to be a use, and that item has Kedusha Shvius. So now the one has a shayla, what about if you want to use Oichle Behema, things that are really only suitable for animals, and you want to use them to dye clothes or something for a human? So the one says this. We can figure it out that you can, because Ma'am Oichle Adam, Shein Oichle Mehem Adam. If you look at food that's suitable for humans, you can't use it to make a malugma for adam. Oisimahem, tzavu and adam, you could use it to dye things for a person. That means it. So that tells us that dyeing things for a person is a better use than a malugma. So oichle behema, shoisimahem malugma adam. Oichle behema, things that are only suitable for animals to eat, that you can make a malugma adam, that's a step up for it. So the koshkein, shoisimahem, tzavu and adam. So of course you could use it for dyeing for humans because, dying things for people is even better than a malugma. So oichle behema could be used to make a malugma for adam. Of course, it could be used for dying for adam. Now the words like this: mina malugma is ma'alas is behem tzavu adam. What happens if we have some that's a malugma? And over here we mean is it's not even oichle behema. It's not oichle adam, and it's not oichle behema. It's just suitable to be a malugma. Ma'alas is behem tzavu adam. What about can I use that to make a dye for a person? So the Gemara says this. So ma'am oichle adam, oishmehem malugma adam, oishmehem tzavu adam. If you take something that's oichle adam, you can't make it a malugma for a person. You can make it to dye things for a person. Mine malugma is shoisnehem malugma la'adam. So something that's just a malugma, which you could use for malugma la'adam, of course, because if something is not suitable for human eating, you could use it as a malugma la'adam. But kol shekein shetaseh in tzavoyim la'adam, of course, you can make it a dye for a person. Okay, so this last piece of Gemara I just mentioned, sort of like in passing, was that something that's not, it's strongly implied that something that's not roi lachidas adam, and not roi lachidas behema, But is royal tzviya la'adam, what is royal melugma is considered to be tat kedusha shviyas, and the first is, and it seems to be a fakir from the Gemara at the beginning of the seventh parak that said that something that's that can't be used for royal la'adam, it can't be used for royal hema, can only be used for melugma, does not have kedusha shviyas. It's a strong question. It could be, it's possible to answer, that this Gemara's question is only going according to the second teretz, Rav Yossi's teretz, that Rav Yossi's teretz has a different way of understanding, and that Gemara might have been going according to Rav Seir's teretz, because Rav Yossi's teretz seems to give Kedusha Shvias even without darshing the pasuk from Eichel Behema. Okay, let's go on. So the Gemara says like this. So we ask these two shilas, but using things for Tevoilam. The Gemara says like this. Those questions that I asked you didn't need to ask those questions. Those are very obvious questions. But I only need to ask questions about the following. And the following question is the real question. And that is like this. Eichel Behema, the Gerson says, but it should say Eichel Behema. Eichel Behema, something that's suitable for animals to eat. Ma'alas is behind Savo in the Behema. Are you allowed to use it to make dyed clothing for an animal? Okay, so the shaila is, we know that dyed clothes for a human is considered an acceptable use for perish shvias, but what about something for dyed for behemoths? That was not listed in the Mishnah in the seventh parable. So the Gemara says like this. So the first sheet of the Gemara says like this. Just like we say that things that are suitable for people to eat, you can't make them into a malugma for a person, you can use it to dye things for a person. That's considered better than malugma. So therefore, the Kavah say, so something that's only an animal food, that you can't use it to make a malugma for the behemoth, as we had said in our Mishnah, so has to be tzavoyim and behemah, so you can make it tzavoyim, a coloring for behemah. In other words, animal food is similar to human food in the sense that both of them can't be used for malugma. Well, if we know that you can use human foods in order to make tzavoyim, to dye things for a human, so if so, you should be able to use animal food for the same, for dyeing things for animals. It seems to be like comparable, you should be allowed to do that. So that's the first sheet in the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yossi, no. Rabbi Yossi argues and he says that's not true. Why is it, let's think a second, why is it that you could use human food to make dyes for humans for their clothing, for example? Why? Shekain tzivi adam yeshlein kedusha. The din is that something that's only usable for dyeing has kedusha shvias to it, as is listed at the beginning of the seventh parak. The Mishnah says if you could use something for oichel adam, oichel behema, or tzavoyim adam, it has kedusha shvias. So it makes sense that you could use oichel adam for tzavoyim adam, because that's something that's considered an appropriate shvias use. But nasim oichel behema tzavoyim behema. So do you think you can make from oichel behema to dye things for the behema tzavoyim behema even kedusha? Things that are used, something that would only be suitable for dyeing for animals, doesn't have kedusha shvias to it. So that means it's out of the range of how you might use something for shvias. So there's no comparison oichel adam to oichel behema. Oichel adam, one of the uses for human foods is for tzvia, for dyeing clothes for the human, and therefore, if you want to change over some of that from oichel adam to tzavoyim adam, that's fine. But tzavoyim lebehema is not a kedusha shvias use, and therefore you would not be allowed to use this. So basically, argue on the first sheet of the Gemara. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. The mission had said, "Nasim lechemer adam lechemer behema." The mission had said was that if you have a food that is often used for etzim, and you decide to use it for Oichel Adam and Oichel Behema, it has the chumras of both. So the Gemara says like this. I understand that the chumras of an Adam is. And what's the chumras of an Adam? The chumras of an Adam is that you can't use it for a malugma. As it said in our Mishnah, you can't use, that the chumras of Oichel Adam is that you can't use it, you can't make a malugma out of it. So what's the chumras of Behema? So what's the chumras of something that's Meichel Behema? She'asul shalkum, that you can't cook it. What the Gemara means by this is that if you have a food, let's say you have a potato, so a potato, if you feed it to a human, you have to cook it, because it's not considered edible without cooking it. So although cooking somewhat degrades the potato, you lose parts of it, maybe it shrinks, and it's not exactly as good, as complete as it was originally, but that that's the way you make it suitable for people. That's the typical way to use it, so you're allowed to do that. But if you go feed that potato to an animal, the animal doesn't need to have it cooked. He can eat it raw. So for an animal to cook the food for an animal is wasting and not using the potato in the best way, and therefore you're not allowed to. So we give it these foods the chumrah of Maicha Behema. The Maicha Behema cannot be cooked because animals don't need their food cooked. They eat it raw. So this food has the chumrah of Oichel Adam that you can't use it for a Malugma, and it has the chumrah of Oichel Behema that you're not allowed to cook it. Okay, so the mission said then, Kegon Hasiya, gave this example of Siya and a few different examples of foods that could be used in different ways. They could be used either as Eitzim or for Echel. So now it goes like this. Now we're going to talk about the following. The person who was selling the Siya or one of these other foods was selling it for food. He had in mind that this is going to be used for food, but the person buying it had only intention of using it for Eitzim. So the Shiloh, the Gemara is going to have four different Shilohs at that one. The buyer and seller had different things in mind. And for these Shilohs, the question is whether not whether the food has Kedusha Shvius. The primary question we're going to face here is whether the money that changed hands has Kedusha Shvius to it. Why should the money have? Because the din is, if you buy something with Kedusha Shvius, with money, that money takes on the Kedusha Shvius of it also has Kedusha Shvius, just like the item the food had. And therefore, if I sell a potato with Kedusha Shvius, the potato keeps its Kedusha Shvius, and the money gets on the Kedusha Shvius also. So in our case, this food has Kedusha Shvius. And the person who was selling it had in mind to use it for eating. The person who was buying it had in mind for eating. So the person who was selling it had in mind that it should be had Kedusha Shvius. That means the food does have Kedusha Shvius, because that's what he had in mind. And the person who's buying it doesn't want it to have Kedusha Shvius, but we say, too bad, Lord Karl Hemenu, that's the gears of the Marfos, Lord Karl Hemenu, it's not up to him to decide that it should not have Kedusha Shvius. The person who owned it originally had already decided it has Kedusha Shvius, so the food has Kedusha Shvius, and the money does as well. Next case, what happens if the person who was selling it to you to eat for food? And the person who's buying it had a mind to use it for food also. The chishav le'el eitzim, and then he changed his mind to use it for eitzim. So then also lo kol hemenu. Okay, so in this case also the same thing. It depends on the seller. The seller had a mind to use it for food. The fact that the buyer wanted to use it for food, but he changed his mind afterwards, it really makes no difference. It means nothing, because even if he had thought of it originally, it wouldn't make a difference, because since the seller had decided that it's a food, it has kedusha shvius, and the food and the money now have kedusha shvius. Okay, next case. Now the seller is selling it to be used as wood, as firewood. Now that means so far it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius to it. is lekech lechon, and the buyer is buying it for food. The chish of aleh leitzim, and then he changes his mind and he decides he wants to use it for eitzim. So what we have here is we have a case here that when the seller was getting rid of it, he had a mind that was leitzim, did not have Kedusha Shvius. The buyer had a certain amount of money in Kedusha Shvius, and now he seems to have changed his mind. So this Brisa, it's not really a Brisa. I mean, it started off with Tani, but the Maharal Fulda says it's not really a Brisa. It's really what we're going to see in Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but we're sort of calling it a Brisa. And this Memra doesn't say anything. It doesn't tell us what the din is. It just says, here is the following case. So the Rishonim is trying to understand, why doesn't it tell us the din? Because obviously there's something questionable about this din. So Ma'anan Kaimin, what's the case that we're talking about that we need to question what the din is? At this point, before we really get to the explanation, at this point, the Yerushalmi thinks the following, that the people made two kinyanim. They had a kinyan ma'oz and a kinyan mashicha. In other words, the people, money changed hands, and the object changed hands. The buyer took the object. And the Gemara thinks that the kinyan really happens. When does it switch ownership from the seller to the buyer? When the first of those kinyanim happened. So the Gemara says this: which order did the kinyanim happen? In bishnas loy mois, if you gave the money first, va'achkach moshach, and then you made meshicha afterwards. So what happens? You gave the money to the buyer, gave the money to the seller, and then he made meshicha. So the Gemara says, when he gave the money, when the buyer gave the money to the seller, it was the food was in the seller's control. If it was in the seller's control, the seller had the money that it should be used for Eitzim, in which case, the money that was given over was for Eitzim, because the seller is the one who controls what its status should be at that point. He says, I want it to be for Eitzim. So therefore, that's what it is. It is for Eitzim. So then, the money for sure does not have Kedushas Shvi'is. In Bishamashach Vachiv Masan Lemos. Okay, so maybe the case is the opposite. First they made Mashiach. In other words, first the buyer took the fruit, and then he gave the money to pay for it. So then, by the time he gave the money, it was already in his control. It was in the control of the buyer, and the buyer had decided that he wants it for Eichlin. So by the time he gave over the money, this money was in exchange for Eichlin, because he had already decided that it was Eichlin. So it should be obvious in either of those cases. No, the Rosh says, no, you got it wrong. No, really what's going on is that you gave money, and then you did Mashiach afterwards. And what's going on here is, the reason why we're unsure what it did is because it depends on the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Mishtokas, which is what? According to Rabbi Yochanan, do Omar, Mo'is Koinen, we take out the word Ein over here, we're going to switch it around, because Rabbi Yochanan says, Mo'is Koinen, Dvar Torah. Money is Koinen Dvar Torah. So therefore, it happens like this. Here you gave money first. When you handed over the money, when the buyer gave the seller the money, he was Koinen, and it became his. So Demei, Oichlen Nasamai. He was Koinen. When he handed the money, he was being Koinen. When he was being Koinen, he is now the one to make the decision. In the beginning of the Gemara, we thought the one who makes the decision is the one who has the control over the item, who has the control over the food. He's the one who makes the decision what it is. But now we're saying it depends on who makes the kinyan on the item. So when the buyer gives the money to the seller, he's becoming the owner, and at that point, he's the one who decides, and he decides it should be for food, and therefore the money that he's handing is for food, because this thing is becoming food simultaneous with the buyer giving over the money, is he deciding that this is for food purposes. So therefore, and it has Kedusha Shvi'is. The money has Kedusha Shvi'is. The Reb Shimon Malkish, the Ein Mo'is Koinen, the right side of money is not Koinen, then the Eitzim Nasan, when he gave him the money, that did not give him any ownership rights to the food, and therefore, the one when he handed over the money, it would still belong to the seller. The seller wanted to be for Eitzim. So if the seller wanted to be for Eitzim, the money that he got was money for Eitzim, and that money did not have Kedusha Shvi'is. So that was the third case, which depends on the machlokes, whether Mois is Koinah or Mois is not Koinah, what should the status be of the food. Now the Gemara says, the last case, HaMoich HaMoich LeEitzim, HaKeach LeKeach LeEichen, what happens if the seller has a money that should be used for wood, and the buyer wants it to be for food? Now, that kind of a situation, and they never came to terms. Okay, so in the last case, eventually the buyer changed his mind and came around to think like this. But in this case, they didn't come to terms. So what it is like this. Now, it doesn't depend on where were they holding it when they changed hands, when the money changed hands. But rather, we have to know what was the conclusion. They exchanged, they gave money for the object, for the food, and they... But we don't know what they held. Did they think it was Eitzim or Eichlin? We don't know what the conclusion was. The seller wanted to give it for Eitzim, and the reason, of course, is because if he had it for Eitzim, the money won't have Kedusha Shvi'is. The buyer says, no, I'm buying this to eat it. So, which one is it? Which is right? Each one is standing on saying that, no, I still held what I wanted to. So what should be the din in that case? So the Gemara says, Yiva Kahado. We could figure out what the din is based on the following. We're going to learn this, not like the Mount Foldo. The Mount Foldo learns a drop of a different shot here, but everybody else learns the following shot. Yiva Kado, we could bring a right from the following, which is like this. There's the following case. There's a Tesefta, everybody brings it, the Tesefta says, there were two people who were, a person was trying to sell something to somebody else, and the seller says he wants to sell it for $200, we'll call it, $200. And the buyer says he only wants to buy it for $100. So the item switched hands. Well, the question, what was the deal? The seller said, you have to pay 200 for it. The buyer says, I'm only paying 100 for it. And then the deal went through. So, well, how much is the price? How do we know what the price is? So it depends on, this is what Tosefta says. If what happens is, the seller comes to the lekech, at first, at 10 o'clock, the seller says, I want to sell it to you for 200, and the buyer says, I'm only going to buy it for 100. And they don't come to terms. Come 11 o'clock, if the moicher tevel lekech, he goes over to the buyer and says, okay, take my object. And he says, let's go through with the deal. then we say Yasuk Devilokirech. Let's do what the buyer said. Because obviously by the fact that the seller came back to the buyer and said, okay, let's sell it, that's his way of agreeing to the seller, to the buyer, to the buyer's price. So the seller came back to the buyer and said, come on, okay, here, let's go. Take my thing, you can have it, it's a deal. He's in effect saying is, I'm willing to go to your price. What happens if the buyer comes to the seller? And knows that at 10 o'clock they have disagreed about the price. At 11 o'clock the buyer comes back and says, okay, just give me the thing. I'll take it. So we understand, then Yasuk Devi HaMoicher, then we understand that his asking for the object at that time is his way of agreeing to the higher price of the seller, and therefore that's what you do in that case. That's the stuff that says you do in that case. You could judge, we could figure out what the decision was based on the who was the one who came back to try to finish off the deal. That's the person who's admitting and who's giving into the other side. And the Gemara says, V'chok came, and the same thing over here also, that when the Moicha and the Lekeach were disagreeing whether it's Le'etzim or Le'echlin, the Moicha says it should be Le'etzim, the Lekeach says it should be for Le'echlin, so we see, we watch, we play back and see what happened in the story. They were disagreeing as to should it be Le'etzim or Le'echlin. So if the Moicha came to the Lekeach and said, come on, just take my Sia, that's his way of admitting and accepting the fact that it will be Le'echlin and the money has Kedusha Shvi'is. If the Lekeach came to the Moicha and said, come on, just give me the thing, and he didn't speak out, but we understand that he's agreeing that it should be Le'etzim, and then the money does not have Kedusha Shvi'is.